We used to have fix-in things and to water our hogs in, where we had to carry water to them, but that's not very practical. You need water where a hog needs water where he can get it when he wants it.
It's pleasant not to have to carry it, too.
Yes, sir. If you don't get it where they can get it when they want it, you ain't going to do good with your hogs.
What do you call a sound made by a calf when it's being weaned?
What do you mean, you...
Well, a calf is being weaned and you might make a noise.
Blade or ball?
Uh-huh. And how about a cow? What do you call a sound of the
she
cow?
She lows.
Uh-huh. A horse? If he's been a...
He nickers.
We mentioned a setting hen. Where did you keep your chickens? Do you have a special building?
Oh, yeah, it's chicken house.
And what did you call that front part of the chicken that you cook up?
Breast.
Uh-huh. Well, the particular part has a bone like that.
Well, the bone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the pigs and calves and their insides. What did you call the insides on those that you could eat? Maybe the intestines
you mean, could be fried. No, you eat the liver of a hog. But there's nothing else of a hog that I'd want to eat.
Oh, you never fried any of that up?
No. The liver is pretty good, I think. But some people eat the kidneys, but I wouldn't eat the kidneys.
Anybody around here ever cook chitlins?
Chitlins?
Uh-huh.
Well, they do, but no, I never did.
How about haslet?
I never did have anything to do with it. I don't know anything about it.
Let's see, when it's time to feed the animals, when the animals are hungry, what time of day do you say that is?
Feed time.
Uh-huh. And let's see now, to call a cow from a pasture, what would you do?
I didn't have to go get them.
Couldn't call them, huh?
Yeah. We'd get out there and holler, swoop sometimes, but then...
Yeah, I heard that.
They'll come, some of them will.
Yeah.
They think, holler at them, come out there and say, hey, bossy, or something. Have a word, if you feed them every time, anything you want to call them, they'll come to.
If you get one started, will the rest follow?
If you're going to feed them, and they know it's feed time, and you holler, well, they'll come.
I used
to feed cattle in the wintertime. I fed the cattle cake once a day, and I fed it in a pickup. So when I got pretty well out to the pasture, I'd start honking that horn. And they know that horn is there, and again I got the feed off, they'd be there.
Uh-huh.
We never had to hunt them up hardly ever, unless if I didn't hunt them, some of them sick.
Then you'd have to hunt
them. Then we had to look for them.
How'd you call your calves? Any special way?
No.
Just blow the horn, huh?
Yeah, the calves just do the same thing. Of course, we weaned a bunch of calves. When we weaned these calves, we put them in a corral and put a feed trough in there and put plenty of water in there and feed them for several days until they get to where they can turn them out of that bottom of the cows, which you'll turn them into the pasture then until they're thoroughly weaned.
Did we mention driving a wagon? What do you call to get the team to turn left?
Well, if I was going to turn left, I'd say haul. I generally pull a line, but if in the older days when they used to plow one horse to a plow, they'd say gee and haul. And they didn't even use, I don't know what you ever saw it, but they didn't use no, just one line on a mule, and they call it a jerk line, but they never had to use it. They just tell that mule gee or haul, and he'd just turn it the way they wanted to.
Huh.
He's too far away from the road. Depending on which side they say gee, they went for turn to the right. They say haul, that means turn to the left.
Sounds like your dad is oxen.
that's the way they was. He just hollered gee and haul.
Huh.
Stuff like that, and they just listen.
Your dad said gee and haul was oxen?
Did yeah.
They worked
woo haul, he didn't say woo haul. I don't know what that meant, but they turned around to him. But I've seen him go out and never touch him and make him come under the yokes.
I wish I could have seen that. I bet that was a sight.
It was. One of them was long. I never will forget. There's one long one and one short on it.
What would you call to start your horses up?
A what?
What would you call to get your horses to start up?
Oh, I'd say get up.
And if they were moving and you wanted to urge them on a little bit?
Well, I generally just reached over and slapped one of them.
That was all that you needed.
All I'd get at.
How'd you get them to stop?
Whoa.
Back them up?
Back up.
And when you said back up, which way did they go?
They'd go backwards.
Uh-huh. And when you said get up, which way did they go?
They'd go forwards.
Uh-huh. How'd you get your horses from the pasture? Did you have those trained so you could holler to them?
No, my horses, I opened the gate and